Good evening, listeners. This is Mellow Max. Are the mics on? Hello, hello? Ah, my headphones were down.
Testing.
1, 2, 3. We just had a nice long set. I'm not going to list them all. We had some Frank Zappa, some Squeeze, King Gizzard, the normal, the specials, Status Quo, then a long song from Ananda Shankar, and most recently Donovan with Sunny South Kensington. It is 2:09, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. And, so I'm joined by Alex and Jordan. How are you guys doing?
Doing pretty good, Max.
Doing all right, I'd say.
Yeah.
I always hear it happen on NPR. Is this like a thing that you're supposed to do? Like station identification?
Yeah.
How does that work?
What if it's on automating?
If it's on automation, then it does them on its own.
It's programmed. What does it say? Is it a voice?
Is it a voice?
AI? Yeah.
No,
it's AI that thinks, oh, I should probably...
It's a voice clip. It's just a recording that they have.
It's an AI, Max. You're mistaken.
And on that
It's going to take over the world.
The WMFO AI.
On that note, numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States, while 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults.
I think that's a lie.
24 million of us consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day.
That's closer to the truth.
Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. You heard it here, folks.
Wait, is that what they play for station identification?
No, they say, this is Millimax, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts.
Oh, is it a recording of you?
Medford, no, it's me. Actually, I can play some if you want. Ooh, here's
do they have different recordings for different people?
No, they're all just like
it's an AI.
It's just
it hears your voice and says, this is what Max sounds like.
It's a little... Ooh. Why is this... That's
a song.
Playing. Huh. I turned off automation. I hope that wasn't playing. I don't think it was.
You know when you listen to radio, like, in the morning or something? Like, NPR or something?
Yeah.
Are they sitting in rooms like this, doing similar, having similar discussions?
Yeah.
I don't know, I feel like NPR rooms must be, like, really nice and cozy, like, fireplace and, like, some armchairs.
Yeah,
and they've just got,
like
lapel mics or something.
Wait, what's the intro? Renee Montaigne and Dave Chappelle or something. The people who welcome you to NPR.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm Ira Glass. Oh, no, oh, that's... Ira Glass's Vox, isn't he?
There's, Mer...
Something Sagal?
Yeah. Oh, there's so many of them. Boston's NPR news station and on the web at wbur.org.
Oh, there's one person who's...
I'm Bob Oakes. Oh, there's Bob Oakes. Oh, that sounds cool. Okay.
I'm trying to think of who the
from the studio here. These two will remain, but DJ Jordang that ass is going to bed. Good night.
Good night, DJ Jordang.
Okay, it's been a night, pals.
It has. Have a good night. And coming up next.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Oh, Ari Shapiro, Jordan.
Oh yeah, yeah. Coming up next, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Um. started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone, and the sun went down as it crossed the hill, and the town lit up. The world got still. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Well, the good old days may not return, and the rocks might melt, and the seed may burn.
Well, that was just Depeche Mode with Enjoy the Silence, and before that, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Alex, or DJ... Wonderful. Wonderful question. DJ, he had a wonderful DJ name. Yeah, he's gone out to get some pizza. Very exciting. And coming up next, some Asia.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace. And that would wipe the smile right from my face. Do you remember when we used to dance? And incidents arose from circumstance. One thing led to another, we were young. And we would scream together songs unsung. We'll be right back.
I'm The Muffin Man is seated at the table in the laboratory of the Utility Muffin Research Kitchen. Reaching for an oversized chrome spoon, he gathers an intimate quantity of dried muffin remnants, and brushing his scapular aside, proceeds to dump these inside of his shirt. He turns to us and speaks. Some people like cupcakes better. I, for one, care less for them. Arrogantly twisting the sterile canvas snoot of a fully charged icing anointment utensil, he puts forth a quarter-ounce green rosette. Let's try that again. He puts forth a quarter-ounce green rosette near the summit of a dense but radiant muffin of his own design. Later, he says, Some people like cupcakes exclusively, while myself, I say, there is not, nor ought there be, nothing so exalted on the face of God's gray earth as that prince of foods, the muffin.
Girl, you thought it was a man, but it was a muffin. As a result of him stuffing.
Murphy Brock on tenor sax and lead vocals. Terry Bozio on drums. Tom Fowler on bass. Denny Wally on slide. George Duke on keyboards. Captain B. Bart on vocals and soprano sax and madness. Thank you very much for coming to the concert tonight. Hope you enjoyed it. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.